The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we talk about various topics and we dive deep in the ocean of knowledge to get the pearls of knowledge and wisdom. Be with us from start till end, inshallah, immense amount of knowledge you'll be able to learn. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, which is the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Maulana, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I'm presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this program, you can make intention. You'll watch this from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. And respect viewers, ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch it. This program, inshallah, you will feel that you've learned a lot. And eventually, inshallah, this knowledge will transform your life and the life of your family. Let's start our topic of the day, which is recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma'rifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week, what we established was the purpose of our being is to have the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To work to attain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To strive for it. And we also learned that this is not possible through knowledge and intellect, rather it comes through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although knowledge and intellect can help us understanding the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that maqam, that status in arif billah goes to, right, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reaches to in the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is only done through the blessing, the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also learn from a hadith what it means, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's further explore this topic. In Bani Israel, there was a person who used to worship a cow. Now, one day he took his cow in a orchard, a garden, and the cow was grazing. All of a sudden, clouds came and it started raining heavily. There was a thunderstorm and light striking. As soon as this happened, due to the sounds of extreme weather conditions, the cow got scared and started running. When that individual saw that the one he used to worship got scared from the thunderstorm and the lightning, Allahu Akbar. He realized that this is not something he should worship to or consider him being his ilah or creator. Ma'adallah. Then he raised his eyes towards the sky and said, "Oh, the Lord of these clouds." In other words, he was calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi, revelation to the Nabi of that time and sent him to make him recite Shahada and embrace the true faith. So this is what respective use of Madani Channel is, the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. when fadl comes, then intellect also becomes enlightened. The secrets, they also start opening. And a person, he starts getting the ma'rifah and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes and joins. Now the next question is, how can we attain the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This question arises, isn't it? So let's explore what ulama, they have discussed about the answer of this very question. Datta Ali Hajveli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has answered very well to this very question. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, when a person, he diminishes his own self, then he gets the recognition. And this is called ma'rifati hal, meaning when a person, he diminishes his own self, there is a kind of arrogance in one's inside, in his self, but he thinks that he is something. When he diminishes, then he gets the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he gets the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gets the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gets the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first we have to remove this man. Me, I am something. I've done everything. I can do everything. No, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever we are, if we are knowledgeable, if we are powerful, if we have got any position, whatever we have become in this dunya is not because of our own self. This is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is the karam and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the virtue of the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever we are, whatever we are, once a person understands this, that this is not me who has done it, this has been done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he gets the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once the fadl comes, then he gets the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the conclusion is that the dalail, the proofs, the evidence of the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are present within our own body of 6 feet. Yes, if a person wants to understand, he can recognize them. He can understand the functionality of his own body, the way everything is working precisely, accurately. Allahu Akbar. Then he can understand about the Creator, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's recognition. But what is the hurdle? His takabbur is the hurdle. His ana is the hurdle. His thinking, his self-likening, his arrogance, that he is something. This is the hurdle. Once he removes all these diseases from his heart, then fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes with him. Once fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, then alhamdulillah, he then can understand the wonders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he can explore the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this nature, even within his own self, from dalaili anfus. Mit jaye ye khudi to wo jalwa kaha nahi. Mit jaye ye khudi to wo jalwa kaha nahi. Darda mein aap apni nazar ka hijab. This is the explanation of what we have learnt before. In a nutshell, in one of the couplets, this has been explained very well. These are the hurdles. We have to remove them. So this arrogance in our heart, this is the hurdle. Once this is removed, we get ajz, we get humbleness. And then we start learning about the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the purpose of our being also. My dear respected viewers of Madani Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 28, regarding ma'rifah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, كَيْفَ تَقْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. How can you disbelieve in Allah? So this is the question, right? And this question is asked, how come is it possible when dalail are in front of you, when signs are in front of you, when you can witness everything created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can see your own self and you can ponder over the fact that there is a creator who has created everything. How can you yet disbelieve in Allah? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. He brought you to life.
ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ.
He will then cause you to die, then will give life to you again. To only Him will you then return. And another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has talked about this in Surah Ad-Dahr, verse number 1, para 29.
هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا.
Indeed, there has passed such time upon man that his name did not even exist anywhere. This is respected views of Madani Shail. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, telling us to ponder over this fact that we did not even exist. Our name did not exist. There was a time. And He has given us life. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this understanding, this fact that we did not even exist and our Creator gave us existence will remove that arrogance from our heart, or the element of me, my, I've done everything. This will go away from our heart. And then we will not deny our Khaliq, our Malik, our Creator, our Lord Azza wa Jal. Yes, we'll think that we were nothing. We did not exist. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave us existence, who created us. How can we do takabbur? How can we be arrogant over this fact when we haven't got nothing? We are nothing. We were nothing. It is only the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of which whatever we are, we are. And then a person bows down in sajda, in prostration, and then he proclaims, Subhan Rabbi Al A'la. He mentions the hamd of his Lord Azza wa Jal. And the second stage of a human, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning, is فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. He brought you to life. So before, what was discussed? That we did not even exist. And then second stage is that He brought us to life. Yes, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From a nutfa, He created us. From a drop of fluid, He created us. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, talking about the perfection of His creativity in the form of a human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran,
لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ.
We have indeed created man in the best form. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has Himself said, فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, in the best form we have been created. Allahu Akbar. We are the masterpiece of the art of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Metaphorically, we can say this. Best form Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. A poet from Punjab has written this beautiful couplet, and he has described beautifully what he says.
Nak je matthe utte hunda, kan je taun de piche hunde, akha hundiyan munde utte, wakhi vich ik uchal hundi, gode de tha pasli hundi, pasli de tha goda hunda, banda kida koja hunda.
Allahu Akbar. Sadke jaiye sone rab de, jisne khas karam farmaya, mitti de is bawe taain kida surat mand banaya. Allahu Akbar. Respectivos, this is what a poet has described, that Allahu Akbar, if our nose was not placed here, rather on our forehead, if our eyes were placed on our shoulders, Allahu Akbar, if our ribs were placed instead of our knees, and our knees were replaced in our ribs, how would we look like? How strange our creation would look like.
But everything has been placed at a perfect location. And this is the perfect creation of our Lord Azza wa Jal. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. So why should we not mention the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, who has created us that beautifully, that smart. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, there is soonest to talk further about this topic, about the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time does not permit me to further carry on this topic. But inshallah, wait until next episode, we'll come back and inshallah, we'll further dive deep in the ocean of knowledge to get the pearls of wisdom and knowledge and to understand about this very topic, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting Salat ala Nabi and wait until the next episode to learn further about this very topic. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.